Save on quality sofas, sectionals, top brand mattresses, and more during Haverty's President's Day sale. Find the style of furniture you've been looking for at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hi, is this going the right way, though? Is it blocking me? Wait, what if I do this?
Guys, are we podcasting right now?
Well, we're trying to, but...
Jen has a directional issue. That Coke is going to spill.
I know. The Coke's going to spill, and then your mic's going to pick up my mic, and it's all going to go to shit.
Yeah.
So you're supposed to talk over it, though.
I'm talking.
Like this?
Check, check.
Right?
Nope. No. She just moved it.
Sorry.
Jenny's getting in here. She just batted me off like an old lady. Back off,
I batted myself off. Well, hey, what I do is check, on my time is
check, check.
Are we even podcasting?
I think we're podcasting right now.
Well, you know what?
Don't lean in. That's
last
me.
Time we were here in the podcast area, we were gonna talk about garages, and then we talked about
age. Because
instead.
If you haven't been along for the ride with
us, aging.
You don't know that how fast we can jump off one topic and get on another.
I think
we're heated.
You only need to listen once or twice. But I do. Okay, so we both of us, and I don't. It's you guys aren't doing it because it's the new year, but I'm trying to get organized for the new year. You guys are doing a home reno.
Yeah. Okay. Way to start this episode. I just started sweating.
I know. We also have to say you're listening to the Moms Are Hard podcast.
You're
please rate, review, subscribe, tell your friends.
Yeah. I'm going to say I can hear your mic kind of often, Casey. The cord is
so
on
what
it.
He does is he mutes my microphone. So like you don't hear. So
it's
he only pulls
on
me
its
up
own
when
channel.
I talk.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
We each
that's
have
like
our
magic.
Own little channel. I know.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, man,
what? But I appreciate you telling me.
I'm just, everybody's concerned about everything, and I want to be a part of it.
Follow us on socials, but also go to imomsohard.com and come see our live show, you guys, because it's a lot of fun.
We are very excited. Right now, we're about 4 days out from starting the tour. By the time you hear this, we'll be a weekend and have fun stories to tell. We can't wait to see you ladies and a few dudes, and we have a good time, so go to imomsohard.com for tickets.
But before we get on the road... garages.
Let's just.
I don't want to give anybody a boner, but garages.
We're going to talk about garages. We're going to talk about garages and what they mean to your marriage. So right now,
such a big deal.
You reorganized your closet. I did my office, which was so hard because we have redone that office 4 times trying to figure out what we needed for like to be during quarantine, where we were going to do Facebook Lives, how we were going to. And I'm like, this thing is just literally like it's a record turning. And I'm like, am I on like Les Mis, like a revolving stage?
Too.
I don't know.
Like where we're at right now, my office, I'm constantly trying to figure out how to make it work.
But you have good storage and you're like good at design. And I get very overwhelmed. I'm like, everything can just go on the floor. Like, I don't know how to maintain very well when there's change all the time. So that drives me insane. But I did get to, we're going to do an office reveal because I think you'll be very proud of me.
Okay.
The most fun part of that is being able to put all the fun memorabilia that we've gotten over the doing I Mom So Hard, just like all the awesome letters and special things that have been made for us and like putting them on those shelves. I'm like, this is awesome.
It's bonkers. Like, we have our own basketball jerseys.
Basketball jerseys? That like, woman,
I gotta get mine framed.
I know. That's what I want to do too. And also the dolls that they made for us from our 80s outfits.
Yes. Oh my gosh, it's so nice.
And letters, and it's just all good. And also, which we'll talk about in another time, I always say that during our podcast. I have literally, I mean, I don't even know how many, a box of cards where all the ladies ask us questions at intermission, which we're not doing this year. And they are wonderful. They're literal proof of how fun and cool and also heartfelt women are. And like that we can go out and have a night with our girls, but in the back of our mind, we are worrying about our kid who didn't pass their spelling test. Like this is, it's such a wonderful, like,
that's memory what lane. Momming heart is, you guys. You're never not doing it.
No. So while I'm in my office and I'm going down memory lane and I'm feeling good about progress, my husband decided that he should reorganize our garage. And I love my husband, and that is a big job. But he took everything from our garage and put it into our backyard. Okay. So it looked like the set of Sanford and Sons for a week.
What was the plan for that? Okay.
So there was no plan, Jen. Okay, I'm sorry. You already got
nail on the head.
The bigger issue. Okay. So I'm like, okay. So literally all of our shit is in the backyard, and my husband is doing a good job of redoing our floor. Why we needed to redo the floor, I'm still not sure.
Of the garage?
Of the garage.
Wait.
4 days of paint that needs to dry. Guess what else is in there? What? Our second refrigerator.
Yeah.
With all of our like frozen food. Mm-hmm. And he has taped it shut. It doesn't matter. I'm so frustrated. So I am patient.
Wait, is it still plugged in?
Yes, but it's turned on its side. It doesn't matter because he wanted to paint the smallest amount under the fridge. Tipped it on its side so he could paint anyway.
Okay. The garage gets unpacked,
Jen. And I think to myself, don't go out there and tell him what he needs to do better. This is a very frustrating job. Just hang back. So I hang back for 5 days. And then I'm like, hey, Alexa, what's the forecast? Oh, rain? That's already happening.
Torrential rain. Okay.
All of our stuff is getting rained on. And it smells bad. And it's already shit to start with. So I'm like,
I'm real triggered.
I'm out there and I'm like, damn it, Colin, my rollerblades from 18 years ago are getting rained on. How dare you? And so it's a real...
I was going to sell those on Craigslist for excellent used condition, and now I can't.
Excellent used condition, and now they smell musty, which I'm certain they did not smell musty for the 18 years they've sat unused. So it was a real exercise in my patience, and I think we're still married. He is finishing the garage today. I did it with a clenched jaw where I was like... And I always use the royal we. I'm like, do you think we can be done with the garage today? Or is can we move on from, is that going to be, can you dismount from the garage experience?
Boy, now I know why you hate it when he does it. That stings a little bit. That's a.
Yeah.
Well, let me say this about the garage thing. And
garages, and Colin, what a kind of bullshit
situation.
I'm not
here to criticize, because I understand that your wife has opinions about it too, but you have big jobs like that that you do. My husband and I both like to take on organization jobs, and currently our garage, which at one point was perfectly organized, is no longer, and he's blaming me. I blame a lot of stuff that got moved here from his dad's house when his dad moved.
So there's a nice blame game, which is any healthy marriage.
But we do this. If you start it, you have to end the day better than when you started. So you have to like fully
Can you please text my husband and say that? You have to
because you'll only make people crazy, because I started the Christmas put away stuff. I need help because I can't lift the stuff into the attic. Like, so stuff is stacked like 6 crates high in our garage. And then my husband just disassembled trees. He didn't put them with parts or anything. There's just 3 disassembled Christmas trees. There are feet. And guess where they are?
Where?
Outside. They're outside. They're over there. They're outside and they're getting rained on. And
I know.
I'm like,
nope.
Why
don't
you love me? Because if you did, you would know how I care about my Christmas trees.
Oh my God. Can we just describe for you what is walking through Jen's yard?
Number one, they are both wearing,
Jen's kids are wearing fur coats.
Hold on, I'm going to yell.
Okay. My daughter is wearing a puffer and a 1970s hat that makes her look like she's about to go to a Doors concert. And Jen's going to go yell at him for some reason.
Don't let Delilah put that coat on the ground because it's antique fur.
Jen is yelling at Delilah not to put her fur coat on the ground because it's antique fur.
It's my grandma's. Okay.
Oh, God. Please.
It's that fancy like sheepskin stuff.
Can somebody take a picture of them? All of our both. This is so dumb. It's so cute. I can't take it.
I went out there to yell, but not, now it's off. I blew it.
No, because Delilah doesn't need all the.
She's already got a custom up. My son is wearing
a fur coat. He looks like he's gonna go he goes to Harvard and he's like, I'm gonna go to a poetry reading.
And he's wearing my fur coat.
Our kids are their own little tribe, and it makes me so happy. If my son was here, he'd be like, is there a ball? I love my son.
Well, here is my organizing, and maybe my husband, we do get frustrated with each other.
It's very frustrating.
I have a lot of stuff, but I do work very hard at organizing it.
I started because you started, which I'm happy you did, because I feel better once you get the job halfway done,
you feel better. Yes.
But now the jobs we're doing are so big because you're right, we're about to go into a renovation. And one thing that's very common in LA is many houses have back houses. That sounds very fancy. It's not fancy.
Yes.
It's it's a detached, most houses in the Midwest start out at 3,000 square feet.
You get a
full basement and an attic.
I felt like I should explain garages for our Midwestern friends.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Because in LA, it is very different. When I grew up, it was your garage was...
For your car.
Was for your car and dirtier things than you wanted to keep in the basement.
Take off your coat, your puffer, your boots. You'd put them out in the garage.
Your extra fridge. Yep. It's where you kept beer and cigarettes. It's your garage fridge. It's where you kept suitcases.
Totally.
Christmas stuff in trunks.
Ours is where we're trying to make it a second bedroom.
Because in LA, you don't have a basement. There's no basements, you guys.
Any square footage because it is so expensive. So our garage above it has an apartment.
Yeah.
If that's the easiest way to explain it. So it sounds fancy because you call them back houses, but it's basically just a mother-in-law quarters or whatever. Lots of people have them. And if you're in the Midwest or Texas, that thing is the size of a house.
Yeah. And if you're in the Midwest or you're in Texas, that is just your basement.
Right.
That space, think of what would be your basement,
is
how you use your garage. And most garages in Los Angeles are detached. So that's why it's a back house.
Yeah.
Other people, they will just take their garage that's attached to their house and they'll make an apartment or they'll make it
Has that kind of square footage?
Yeah. And you don't, it's LA. You don't need to park in a garage anyways because you're never going to get hailed on or anything. It's just not going to happen here.
No.
Somebody's going to tweak and try and steal cables or some shit out of your car.
Right, right, right.
But that's it. That's it.
It's a fair amount.
Yeah.
So we have a garage and, during the pandemic, it was rented, which was nice to have a little extra income coming from the back house. I also bought a Peloton. I made sense of the Peloton because we had the renters. So I got the Peloton, put it in the garage. Evidently, I'm a heavy breather, and I worked out too aggressively on it, and the tenants complained. So we moved the Peloton into the living room where now my children complain. So I blame them for my lack of use.
I like that because if you were on the Peloton and they were like, she's working really hard on this Peloton and we hear her
working so hard,
breathing. If it were me, they would be like, why is she crying so hard? Bringing
stuff up. But here's the difference. You know me. You could probably act out what I do on a Peloton.
It's a lot of swearing.
It's a lot of swearing.
Yeah.
Or self-talk. Get it.
Come on.
Twist it.
Go up the hill. This isn't the heart. Come on.
Do it. 100% right.
Yep.
So fair that they complained. They're like, what's happening in the garage? So I'm out there oh. And then so that we brought it in the house. So I told my husband, God love him, but we've talked about this before. If you ever utter the word, I would like this thing, my husband goes and tries to solve the problem, right then and there.
Yes.
I would like you know, an air fryer. He goes to CVS and buys the one that's $18. Now, listen, that's really nice. But also, I would like to not have an air fryer from CVS. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Sorry, Casey, I moved. You guys, I moved my microphone.
Why'd you do that?
I don't know, Casey. I'm really upset about that coat.
You worrying about it?
No, I'm not. She took it. The babysitter took it off because it's
your grandma's.
It's my grandma's, and it's. I don't believe in fur, but antique fur I'm totally fine with because it's already dead once. Right?
Yeah. So, like, antique fur is awesome.
I got a grandma coat in my.
My mom has
literally made of my grandma. That's not
my
true.
My mom's fur coat.
Mine's, it's. I keep them in my son's closet because he has like 3 shirts that he doesn't.
I know, boys, man. Yeah.
So I use his closet for my long stuff.
We have to use everybody else's closets because you don't have any closet space here. You don't have any square footage. You don't have any closet space. You do have fantastic weather, which means you can leave your car outside and your garage goes unused, kind of.
If you have over 3,000 square feet, you have, what, a $3 million house.
Oh, my God. At least. Yes.
Like, it's, and depending on the neighborhood, even more. Like, it's, you just don't have the storage. No.
Save on quality sofas, sectionals, top brand mattresses, and more during Haverty's President's Day sale. Find the style of furniture you've been looking for at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
So we have our house is so old, hence why we're doing a renovation, a bottom floor renovation. So we will be moving into the back house, which I guarantee you this, and we are humble people. I bet we like it better because the flow of the back house is actually better than our front house.
It's going to feel like camping.
It's going to feel like camping. It's a very small,
so
it's going to be fine.
So tell me this. Okay, because this will help describe it because this is what, and it's very clever. So Kristen's back house was a two-car garage.
Yes.
One side of it, they still have as garage. They
correct.
Still use as like storage, yep. All of that. But the other half of it is now a part of the
upper house. We made a laundry room in the guest house so that there could be a washer dryer in there. So it ate up the square footage of the actual garage.
And there's a kitchen down there.
Yeah.
So where will you watch TV then?
Upstairs.
Okay.
There's an upstairs above the garage.
All right.
It's
I haven't
so
been
slick.
There in a while.
It's really great. And we're lucky to have it because, you know, if we want to rent it, we can.
Where do you do your real loud, hardcore
humping?
Humping.
Well, not in either house.
Okay.
Not the front house or the back house.
You just can't do it. You don't want to be safe. You want to be safe about it.
Yeah, we
not...
don't want to disturb the tenants. If they can hear me on the Peloton, you should hear me during 3 minutes of lovemaking.
It sounds the same,
exactly
only the anger is directed at
you
Colin.
Can do that. Go on!
Right there! Go up the hill!
Accurate. Same amount of calories burned.
I'd
rather get
window.
On the Peloton because it's more agreeable.
Yeah.
So we have all of our crap out And if anything ever makes you feel more wasteful than when you go through your garage.
Oh, God, I'm don't like, even.
Why am I keeping my tax returns from 2002? Why this stuff and not a fur coat from my grandmother? I keep the weirdest shit.
I have actually whittled down. I know that my husband is still mad at me because I keep catching these passive aggressive
coffee tables.
Pretty much. You know what? It's just aggressive. Casey, do you need a coffee table? I bought one during the pandemic. And
if you think you don't have square footage.
Oh, okay. Well, it's great. It looked like this table that my dad made.
Jen has so many tables, and that is one of her husband's favorite.
It's because I can't find the right one. I don't know what to, and then I don't want to get rid of them, but I want to get rid of them. But it's also like he can let that go too, because if you want to talk about cords that are obsolete and not needed anymore, there's like 14 bins of those. And I don't have that stuff. The stuff that's really hard is kids' artwork, kids' clothes, kids' books, toys that I am hanging on to. That's only going to get worse. And then I have a lot of Christmas, Halloween, and plates.
Colin came back in the house and he goes, just found a picture of you with some dude. I was like, are you going through my stuff? That's like, right? Like, I had a life before you. But he's like, totally, you and a boyfriend in a picture. And I was like, I found 50 lighters. Okay, so like, I'm clearly missing single life and you miss smoking. So like, both of us are trying to like, hold on a little bit. Like, what? Come on, man. Give me a break.
Well, but if he smokes, you're not going to divorce him, but...
If I date, he might find me and... What's this? I'm just kidding.
What do you want Tinder for, Kristen? No. That's not, God. That doesn't feel fair.
Let me explain to you.
This is not tit for tat. I had a Marlboro Red when I was drinking, and you smoked a wiener, and that's not the same thing.
There's so many things you're saying that would literally not happen. I would rather date HGTV than think about dating someone else or smoking a wiener. Yeah. There's nothing I think about less. Literally. I've never been like, God, you know what I want to do right now? Just give a beach. That is
not.
I'm like, literally in my head, I'm like, where can I buy containers?
I don't think that woman exists. I know everybody would like to imagine.
My husband thinks that woman exists. And if you are that woman, pipe down, don't say anything.
I want you to know that
you're a unicorn.
1,000% believe in ghosts, and I 0% believe in that woman. Yeah.
My husband's got some issue. Women out there that love it. And I'm like, well, you didn't marry one of those, okay? You married a woman that likes to get on the Peloton. And
you know, some women do love the Peloton, so maybe there is some crossover there. But I'd
rather get on the Peloton. At least I know my ass is going to improve.
Yeah.
If that did any goodness for my jawline, I'd be on it. But
I know how to get rid of jowls.
We went from garages to beaches. Okay.
Well, it's all
both
related.
Are screwing me over. So we have all of our crap out.
Both my husband and I fight over both things.
Yeah,
so.
Both things. Yeah. My husband's like, it's my birthday. I'm like, her shit's still in the yard. Like, one, you know what? Maybe you get done with that. I'll get done with
we'll
that.
We'll talk about it. Yeah.
We'll talk about it. Yeah. TBD. I'm a few behind.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's fair. I don't want to do it. But my husband is not earning any brownie points with me right now in any direction, because not only does he judge the shit I have, he thinks the stuff he has is better, i.e. cords.
Mm-hmm. What cords, you guys?
Do we have to keep this European plug? Yeah, do you know how expensive those are? Well, because
they're not that expensive. Because I made the difficult decision, I threw some away because I'm like, my passport's not even up to date. There's no reason
to have it. You know what? You know what we have a ton of? Hats. He has 1,000 hats. Oh. Now, he gives me shit about shoes. I'm like, you have 1,000 hats. Well, this is a special edition from the minor league team outside of Dubuque. And I'm like, who gives a shit? Like, can we throw some of these away? Or do you know somebody to give these to Finn? I'm like, great.
Okay, you have did just remind me of something else that's in our garage.
You have a sink.
I do have a sink. I have a couple outdoor fans that don't match our wiring. And I also have a chandelier that...
Ooh, where's that going?
Well, it was going to go in my my butler's pantry, but it was... That's a small room. And I mismeasured. So we're going to do a sale. That's what we keep saying. We're going to do some kind of a sale, and that's not happening. But I do have in my garage our friend Ashley.
Oh.
I know her grandmother. She passed away several years ago, and I knew her grandmother. She looked exactly the same as her mom, like same lipstick, all of them. They were just like,
God bless them.
And she loved hats. She loved
all
hats.
All of these hats from the party are in there. Well, you can't get rid of that.
I can't get rid of them. I know. So I have all this stuff. Like, I have
that's legitimate stuff. That's not a cigarette lighter.
Of Ashley's grandmother's hats. And I am the caretaker of these hats because she's like, you will wear them. And I make you wear them. Yeah. Like, people wear these
hats. They're really cool.
They're great. I have one that I just like, it's a feather hat that I'm like, I'm going to find the right outfit and I'm going to wear it because it's so cool. But I guess I do have some kind of random stuff in there that maybe is annoying.
Well, I think it is hard to get rid of stuff, especially if you paid for that thing. We've talked about this before. But garages are weird because it is kind of the land of like, oh, this thing isn't nice enough to keep it in the main house. It's going to be out there. But what qualifies as a keeper? Like, yes, I think sleeping bags. I think camping equipment. Yeah. I think sports equipment. God, our entire garage is like freaking soccer,
you're
tennis.
Like an REI out there.
I know. Like, good God. And now it looks like REI and it costs as much as REI, might I add.
Well, we did this thing with our garage. It was a pandemic project that I was very proud of, by the way. Where
your garage looks good. Where you made it into a workout studio. Yeah, that's where we got kind of the inspiration. I was like, I'd like to work out in the garage. And now that no one cares about my heavy breathing, I can go do it.
I can go use it. So
it's really all for fitness.
My husband bought these like tubs at Costco to store stuff in.
Yeah, we have all of them.
We can't.
We have them.
They're pretty great. I mean, so they fit. We bought this like industrial shelving.
Yeah.
And lined the garage with them, put the tubs on there. And then I bought these curtains. And
And you need to put the link in. Everyone asks you all the time about
them. They're the best, you guys. They're really cheap. And I myself hung the rods like from the rafters of the ceiling.
Well done.
It's very easy to do. It gets a little tricky around where the garage door opens because we still need to have it open.
Mm-hmm.
And there's still like shelves and stuff back there. But it's all stacked. And sometimes it's a big old mess, but you close the curtains and you don't care. And it doesn't look like a super gross garage. So we put down this extra carpet from when we remodeled and put like my yoga mat.
Yeah.
And there's like a little heater. Here's my daughter. She's coming in.
Daughters.
And then the treadmill that I bought on Craigslist.
Yep.
And it was like a great workout space. For 3 months, I have not been able to use it because there is so much crap stacked on the treadmill.
I know.
There's nowhere to put the yoga mat. Like it's
yeah, we get inundated with stuff.
Yes.
And it's hard to let go of some of that stuff. I am trying. I just don't want to know what it is because it's so overwhelming right now. Literally, when you walk into our backyard, I'm like, come walk through the museum of bad choices. Like, here's a pogo stick that no one's ever used.
Yeah.
Literally, we bought a pogo stick. Yeah. Here's some IKEA shelving. What's in it? I have no idea. I felt like it was important to keep every piece of paperwork when I was 19. As though when I was 19, it was important. I don't know why I couldn't let go of it. I literally am like, burn it. I don't want to see. If I don't know what's in it, I don't want to care.
I know. In some ways, it would be nice for somebody to just come in and clean
torch
house.
It.
Yeah. But then you would be like, there's this one thing.
Yeah, because
I know myself.
I'm like, this baby blanket means everything to me. I'm going to put it in a sealed envelope and hide it in a corner from myself in the back bin of an IKEA shelf for where no one will ever find it.
I was so scared that I threw away Delilah's hair that I was like,
I don't think I have myself up. I couldn't take any of Eleanor's hair. There wasn't enough to spare. We barely got one ponytail out of it. I was like, we don't have that luxury, Eleanor. Literally, like, it was just this little teeny. But that's the thing. I do keep a lot of the kids' artwork. Fine. But I'm going to die on the hill for that. I have, like, four bins. Fine.
Yeah.
That's fair. I can keep that. So we have this, like, also this, oh, my God, it's called a California basement. It's basically where you hide a dead body.
Yeah.
It's literally the scariest torture chamber you've ever seen. I am going to do a before and after. I think you're going to be very impressed. We've worked very hard to get this all put together. And about the time we move into the renovation, that front house will be as organized as it can be. And then we have to do the second thing, which is the bastard to every garage, which is the storage unit, which I swore I would never have. And now we have two.
Well, I know.
Why?
I don't want
to. We have two. I'm so hard, and we have our family.
I know. I don't want to fully commit to the. My husband keeps saying, we got to put some of this Christmas stuff in the storage locker. And I'm like, no.
No.
I would never buy too much so it doesn't fit my house. I'm not getting a storage locker. I'm like, if you are. There is one table out there that was my grandpa's. I know. Well, I don't want to get rid of it.
No, you're not getting rid of it. But you have to get a storage unit for your Christmas stuff, right?
Well, Casey was saying there's plenty of vertical space left, but
We have a storage unit.
Pain to have it there. It's
like, I know, because that's the whole point. Is like, it's so fun to be like, okay, guys, we're gonna get the ornaments out. And you're all right, we're driving to Pacoima.
Can I tell you the honest truth too?
Yeah.
You know, I like to put them out in like November. Start like as I have time. My husband.
Gross.
Window.
No, my husband likes to do everything last minute. So I'm really scared that it would be like an argument or an issue for me to keep saying.
Oh, I just always determine it will be.
I want him now. Like, I don't want him to be in control of them. I want me to be in control of them so that I can access them when I need them. But if they're there, I know where the building is. He's the one who takes everything up. I think I've been there like twice to put like some sweatshirts in there or something like that.
It's funny you say this because we had a real Christmas tree debacle this year where only half of the lights worked and it's a 10 footer. Is that how tall it is? Is it 10 feet or do you think it's taller?
I think it's 10.
I think it's 10.
Because it goes up to the...
It's fake and it's giant and it's in three parts and the three parts are really heavy and it's also super awkward and I can't get to that sucker with just a... first of all, I put the top ornaments on with grill tongs.
Yeah, it's like Christmas tree is designed to make you fall and break your neck.
Yeah, it's 100%. And I'm like using every ab muscle I have to be at a 90 degree angle. I'm basically like scurrying up the middle. If I was as little as you, I would like scurry up the middle. I would hit the middle with the ornaments and I would scurry back down.
You need a silks hook to run so you can accurately get up there.
What I need is scaffolding, but I don't want to deal with that. So my husband like gave me a little attitude because for the first time ever, I kept the tree up longer than I intended because I didn't feel like I really got to enjoy it as much as I went. We were gone and I was like, I always have it down by January 3rd. And I was like, I just kind of want to keep it up. And there was a little part of me that was like, I just don't want to deal with it right now. And it's pretty to look at. So I'm just going to let it stay up. But then my husband gave me a little attitude and he was like, I guess if I don't do it, it just doesn't get done. And I was like, I'm sorry. Did you just say you wanted to start a bar fight? Is that what?
Why don't you just break a bottle?
Yeah, I'm going to break a bottle. And you and I let's just go in the front yard and do what everybody knows that we do behind closed doors and just wrestle. Like, let's have at it. And I go, I'm sorry, what? And he's like, yeah, if you know, I'm out doing this garage project and like the Christmas tree's still up. And I was like, So then I'm like, I couldn't have got up faster. It was 7:30 in the morning. I went up and I like put on clothes and I started working and I didn't stop until 8 p.m. that night just to be able to be like, fuck you. Yeah. So I was so pissed that I physically could not take apart that tree because I wanted to do it all by myself. So I literally was like putting myself into tears, like, I'm gonna take this tree. I do not need a man. I do not need him. I will call TaskRabbit before I deal with this bullshit.
Yeah.
And then finally I was like pissed and I went outside and I was like, you know what I don't want to do? Ask for your help. But you want to know what I have to do because I have a bad back? I need your help taking down the goddamn Christmas tree.
Yep. Unless you want me to die taking parts 2 and 3 off the top of this tree. I know it's...
I did not want his help. But then he comes in. It's so easy for him in three parts. And I was like, well...
I know.
Fine. But you're not getting a beach. Not that it was ever on the table.
Yeah.
But if it was, I'm taking it right off.
Not for a Christmas tree.
Not for a Christmas tree that you were being fucking judgy about, sir. I don't know if you know how it works.
I have this theory that garages are a big point of contest in a lot of marriages because like we were saying in Nebraska where you have extra space, you don't have to put everything in the garage.
No, you don't.
Like you've
you
got
put
an
it in
attic,
the basement.
You've got probably a storage room in the basement.
Yeah,
you've got
you
plenty of room to spread stuff out.
Or you have like a literal extra room.
God, you have wine cellar and stuff like that.
Guest room. I'm like, guest room? I've got a kid in there.
Guest room? People live. That's where I live.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like... I mean, a guest corner.
So in Nebraska, people like men, it's like the men's domain sort of is the garage because a lot of guys like work on cars or they have a workbench out there.
Yes.
And so they keep it nice and neat in that type A way that men only do with like their
shit.
Like hobby shit because it's not that way with any of their other stuff.
Yeah, they're like, don't mess with my tools.
Like lights, camera equipment, audio equipment, cords. My husband knows them
Same.
Inside and out where they are.
Oh, yeah. And then you say... I'll say, hey, have you seen the charger? And my husband will go, I have my charger.
Exactly.
And he'll put his freaking name on it. And I'm like, yep. I'm sorry. Oh, did you pee on it? Because that's, I mean, what's next? How territorial are you, sir?
1,000%. Where's your wallet? I don't know.
I don't
know. But he knows, I mean, any like light bulb that.
Yeah, you're like, I need a 2XL, 4 digital.
I'm going to order more. You're like, I only have 3 left in store. Yeah, he like absolutely knows. And men do that. But I like, and I'm super jealous of the fact that in like the Midwest or whatever, people just open their garages and then like have these outdoor parties like in on their driveway.
I know.
It seems so fun, you guys.
I know. Garage parties are so fun. Lynn and Ryan live in, they used to live in Fullerton, and they would just go with the garage, and then the cooler was sitting next to them. Yes. And like people just out of everywhere would come over and you'd have a garage party. I was like, we can't do that. I got this, literally it would be like a problem. Somebody would get hurt. Something would fall off a shelf and kill somebody. There's no extra room.
I know. No, it would.
It's Tetris all the way to the second fridge.
Sometimes my garage reminds me of this, and it has a weird smell because it's a little bit damp because it like runs downhill. And this is the weirdest thing I'm ever going to say, maybe.
Not really.
I'm really scared to talk about it. Did I tell you that story about how on our honeymoon, we went to Paris? Yeah. And I really wanted to go to the Marché de Puce, which is the flea market. It's the world's largest flea market. It covers like 7 city blocks. And we walked the whole thing, and it was one of the most fun things I've ever done, because like in the middle of it was this like 2-story like bar. They only serve 2 things, chicken and pasta. And you just said which A+. One you wanted. They just like set a plate down in front of you, and there was like people playing like accordions and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and it, like,
done.
It was so fun. It was just like packed to the rafters with people. It was like a cold, rainy day. It was so fun. But the end of the day, we're making our way to like the very end of it, and we walked into this like little, you know, garage thing that has the garage door pulled up, and the guy's selling like 12 albums. There's a weird red light on, and he had like long, really dark hair, and was like kind of going like, like making this really weird noise.
Wait, was it?
And then he
did you go to a cult?
I don't know, but there was like this
weird. I think the answer is absolutely
record playing with this like.
Yeah,
and it was like,
I'm sorry, just like, oh, there's blood on the wall and a record playing backwards. That seems like a vintage experience to me.
Yeah, and my husband was like, let's get out.
Yeah, your husband's like, we're in a cult, and you're like, no, they're just friendly.
But it wasn't. It was like we could have escaped at any moment, but you start doing the math with all the weird stuff, and you're like, this is a sick person. And that's why I'm scared. If I open my garage door, everybody's going to be like,
what the hell?
What kind of a sick person lives
here? I don't
think
so. I think people are going to be like, I need to steal some shit. She's got it. She's got an extra sink, and it's a nice sink. I'm literally like, if I needed it, I could go back there and get all the lighting I need for my backyard.
Well, I tell you what,
now,
if I put a red light bulb and a gramophone kind of record player in there.
You do have a gramophone, and you do have a record.
See, that's what I'm saying. You put it together, Kristen. I'm getting like a weird coat, my grandma's coat out there, and I like sit in the back and come in for a beer. It's a little scary, right?
I'd sign up. It sounds way more than better than regular church.
I'd come about this honestly because my grandparents had a garage that you could not walk in. You could not park a car in it. And this was in Nebraska. And it had so much stuff.
Like good stuff or weird stuff?
Oh, like good stuff. Probably some weird stuff too, for sure. But it was so full that my grandpa built a garage in the backyard that was like 2 stories. It was so huge. Because he had like this old Barracuda. He had like old trucks and stuff like that that he was like going to redo.
Yeah. That's the trick right there. The old, I'm going to do this thing. You're like, oh, the garage is just a big litany of a cemetery of shit you never got done.
And it was
like, there's that needlepoint project I put into a box that I never, ever did.
That's my grandmother. What do you need all these quilt frames for? You haven't quilted in like 30 years, Mimi.
That's me.
Honestly, he had this amazing shop. All these like woodworking tools and stuff like that.
Yeah.
All covered in my grandma's Christmas stuff.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
That stuff's great. Woodworking stuff. I would love a woodworking area. But I got to live in Nebraska because I don't have the square footage.
Yeah, no. It's nice to have that stuff when you need it, too. Yeah. You know?
I threw so much crap away during this time.
That guy in Paris, he did have a rotary saw. Is that weird? Like a table saw in there,
too? Do you have a leg? Did you give him a leg? Did you become part of a sacrifice?
It was really scary.
Did you drop acid?
I don't have a problem.
Do you have no memory of the next 3 days? Did you wake up with your freckle hurting?
I do think it was my what?
Your freckle. Your b-hole.
My b-hole.
It's just a nice way to say b-hole. I guess I've just been dropping all sorts of b-words.
I thought it was a weird, like, example of maybe there really was danger that my husband and I both were like, wait a second, this
Jen
is a real
effed up place.
Jen will
never see danger if there's a chance of anything vintage happening.
No, I was like, there's something good in here.
She's like, why are you guys doing, what's a human sacrifice? You know, is that table, like, is that a Tiffany lamp? Honestly, at that price? Okay, I'll come
in. Was it the Twilight Zone or the Friday the 13th series that had those antiquities that you like, oh, I'm going to get these hairpins and or
it's
whatever.
Friday
and like,
the 13th? That's Jason Voorhees.
No, I know. It was weird. They like made some like late night TV show that was a series about this.
That's right.
But what was it? It didn't go with the movies.
It didn't. No, you're
and
right.
It wasn't Twilight Zone.
It wasn't Twilight Zone, but it was like that. It was like these freak show. But something like that, like a creepy,
and that's what it felt like in there.
Honestly,
it was something
I get a little
like
creeped
cursed.
Out by. I get a little creeped out by stuff like people's stuff. I'm like, am I supposed to be seeing this? Like, I'm gonna see a ball gag at any time, and then my thought of this neighbor will go away. Like, I'm just the garage of it all is kind of looking at your dark soul.
Totally,
there's so much stuff in there that you're like.
People give you gifts that are just made for a garage. They got garage written all over them. Like
and
a,
also
a
re-gift.
A
sorry,
brewing
but go
set or a bread maker. Like, you don't need any of that stuff.
I would love a bread maker.
Her eyes just lit up. That's
I know,
true.
I was like, you got an extra bread maker? But yeah, you go through and you're like, what is all this stuff? What did I keep and why did I keep it? And what am I feeling when I look at it? Because half the time, nothing. I feel nothing. I'm like, why did I keep this book? Why? For 10 years. Throw it away.
Yeah.
Then I remember. Then I regret it.
Throw it away because we're going to turn this garage into a family/game room/party garage.
Ours? Or yours?
Mine.
Okay, I was like, not mine. It's mine.
Although
it's my
you,
she shed.
I don't want to put you on blast or anything, but if anybody has a perfect neighborhood to have garage parties, it is you guys.
I know.
You could just sit out on your driveway and like entertain all night long because it's that...
I know.
Neighborhood.
I'm
Mine's
trying.
Like, it's
I feel like they look badly if I bring out a fridge and just put it on the driveway.
I don't
it's
think
not
so.
That kind of
That's
neighborhood.
That's not up for them to say anything
maybe
about.
Maybe if it's a nice fridge.
Yeah.
Like a fancy fridge.
Yeah, like a retro-y kind of fridge.
If it's a retro fridge, I feel like our neighbors would be like, all right, we'll let this go. But the rest of them would be like, you hillbillies.
You know, like a nice cooler, like a nice like bin
a nice
or
cooler.
Something like that.
Everybody likes a
there.
Good walk-up, a good neighborhood walk-up.
I am going to get a garage fridge.
Oh, you guys don't have one?
We don't have one.
Oh, my
one.
God.
Can
I don't
you
know
believe?
How you guys
I
love
know.
Costco.
I don't know how we don't have one, but I think I've been like, maybe it was you that said they use a lot of energy, so you got to get an efficient one so you're not like paying a lot on your electric bill. And so then I've been like...
They're great.
Yeah.
I love it because we can go buy Costco food, put half of the food in the freezer outside, and then I always have a go-to except when my husband decides to paint the floor and tapes the fridge shut and we have no
food
in our
fridge. I'm
worried
about it being on its side because don't they have Freon in them and you can't get those on their side?
I don't know, okay? I'm just trying not to get divorced.
Well, let me have these conversations with him, okay? Because I feel like...
He would be so much nicer to you if you were like...
Well,
I don't
you know
want
what?
You to tip it on the side.
A little bit of social mores or just what everybody needs to be on
I
their
agree.
Best behavior sometimes.
I agree.
That's, you know, like that's, I'm sure my husband's going to pull you to the side and go,
Mia,
will you tell
her
in a nice way that she's
tables.
Chris?
Don't let her bite. And don't let her join a cult.
I know.
Don't let her get on Facebook Marketplace and join a cult.
I did. You guys, I want
These
you to know.
These are awesome. These are awesome.
We are sitting in chairs that I bought because they matched Kristen's chair.
So great. Did you find these? Are they close to here? Do you have to do 5 miles, 10 miles,
no,
20 miles?
Here's literally the crazy thing. Casey and I were figuring out, like, what's like a
vibey,
like a bar stooly kind of place that Chris and I can sit and be comfortable to do the podcast in, because we want it to be like
happy hour, except
like,
during dry January. My bad.
Yeah,
terrible. Well, this is where I'm in a bad mood.
It's none of your business, everybody.
You want to talk about not giving BJ's? Take that away.
Yeah,
take that away.
Is anybody given a dry BJ?
Sober? Why?
No. Nope.
That is the dumbest thing you can do, especially if you're married.
Mm-mm.
You can't show them that is even an option.
No.
You have to be like lit on the expensive stuff.
Absolutely. It's got to be like a tequila situation.
And by the way, they have to be on their best behavior from kind of morning until night.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the timing has to all work out where it's been like they've showered in the last 4 days.
Yeah.
Like, just all of it. It gets harder and harder.
Yeah, I don't need any pushback on conversations about anything. Let me have a win all day long and then maybe.
Yeah.
And a couple cocktails. So dry January.
It's not happening. So
it's going to be dry March too. but I'm still going to drink.
Well,
wait, February's in there. Valentine's Day, boo.
I am glad I'm not living in your house right now.
Garage.
Because it's, yeah.
A lot of tension. Hey, man, but you've had 8 days.
I do feel like, and this is why, you know, my garage is so full, is I said we need, like, comfy. We don't have bar stools that are comfortable.
These are
like,
so
we need
great.
Something comfy. So I got on Facebook Marketplace, entered bar stools. These are the second ones that came up, and I was like, Casey,
these
match
like
Kristen's chairs. So if they don't work out, she can just have them at her house, and they match.
They're so great.
They match, like, her.
It's ridiculous.
They literally match her dining room set. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And they were... They were in Studio City. They were right by you. Casey went and got them, and I was like, yeah.
Where's my brain today?
I don't
Wiener
know.
Town. I'm sorry.
It's dry jam.
You said bar stools. I got aroused.
I won't say dartboard because she'll start humping these new chairs, and I don't want that.
Dartboard and bar stools. You're talking my language. I think that's what the picture was that Colin found. It wasn't even a dude. It was just my favorite pub.
Oh, I do have a mom box.
Is this from the Looped event?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we have this awesome mom who ended up winning trivia.
Yes.
And we sent her, did she get that? Is that what this
yes.
is in response to?
Yes.
We sent her a wine PR kit that is, if I might brag, baller.
Awesome.
It's this giant box and you open it and inside is a super awesome hoodie.
Yes.
A three bottles of the wine.
Like a sleep mask,
a wine opener.
Yeah, the wine opener
is great.
It's the best wine opener that we have.
It's the best.
That I have.
And then
she's got a rabbit, so it's probably not as good as
don't
that.
Worry about
she's
it.
Also got the rabbit.
Don't worry about it. That is not what I just bought. Nope. It did not have a rabbit.
You listened to the podcast last week. You know what we're talking about.
Yep. Sorry. If you listened, you will know. And if you didn't, you will want to.
I have to send you, Kristen, by the way, this might get edited out.
What?
But I saw this, like, it was like a Reddit or BuzzFeed or something like that, where it was like, you have to read the reviews these women did of this vibrator. Oh my God, Kristen, they are so...
That's my favorite thing to read, is a review for something salacious. It's the best because women don't mess around. They're like... climaxed in 3 seconds, felt like battery
yes.
use was efficient.
Yes.
Nice carrying case, didn't get picked up by TSA.
Yes. One was like, after the 7th time, I regained my ability to feel my legs.
Right.
Like,
I had a limp, so I highly recommend 5 stars. Five stars.
God.
Watched Yellowstone, destroyed myself. It was worth it. Thanks.
Wait.
Thumbs up.
Yeah, it's very useful. It's all good, useful information that you
yeah.
can...
Yeah, they're like, if
oh,
you
shit.
Don't use it as a vibrator, you can certainly use it as a Theragun. It's all equipment. My husband loves it on his lower back.
I'm going to get a Theragun and just wake
I
up my lady part.
I do not
oh, I keep,
use
on...
the Theragun on your privates. So, wait, are we talking about the mom's video?
Yes.
Okay.
So, can I play it or should I play it? Have you heard it?
I have not heard it. I'm very
okay.
excited about this.
Yeah.
The sound will pick up.
Yeah. And if not, we can always, you text it to me. Oh, you play it there. Okay.
Oh my God. She's
okay.
so cute.
I'll hold it so you can
oh,
hear it.
Oh, she's so cute. So we did a Looped event, which is this.
She won trivia.
Yeah. We
she
did
won
that thing where we had the dancer poll. Next time we do one, come.
You guys, it was really fun.
So fun.
I did take a nasty fall, but.
Which was, do we have that yet?
I
oh
do
God.
Have that footage.
I peed.
At some point. That can 100%. Be how we, announce our next one of those is like this might happen.
I did my makeup for so long. That's all I kept thinking about was I worked so hard on my makeup and then I had none left because I was laughing so hard. I blew out all my eyelashes.
But I did fall and I could think if we were on Amazing Race, Kristen would watch me fall down a ravine, a
yeah.
deep ravine. And as I screamed for help, she would not hear me over the high pitched loud laughter. That was emanating
that
from...
That is not true. I would watch you land. I would make sure you were okay.
And then
that's
left.
My first
yeah.
instinct is I'm like, why are you on the floor? Why are you in the bottom of a ravine? And then I would die.
Die laughing. Yeah.
Both of us would die in that
probably.
Moment.
Probably.
Because I did think I was going to suck back so much wind as I could not breathe that it was over for me. And I was like, this
yeah.
was a great way to go.
Yeah.
This was a great way to go.
I can't say I'm so noble that I would not laugh very
I mean,
hard in that same situation.
You know I wouldn't do anything graceful
fall.
Down a ravine.
Anyways, I didn't know that we sent her that kit, and I'm so excited because sometimes our gifts are not great.
Hey, Everybody appreciates a friendship pin.
Yeah.
We do our best. We do our best, but this one was baller. If I have really to break. Great.
So here's her message. Okay.
Hey, Kristen. Hey, Jen. This is Sarah, your Looped event trivia winner. And I just had to send you guys a video because my prize just got here. You guys, this is amazing. And it's way too much. I could not believe the size of the box that arrived, but I had to go try on my hoodie immediately. Thank you. This is incredible. And not only just for doing a prize trivia event, but for the event itself. December was, I'm certain, the worst month of the worst year I've had in a really long time. And I couldn't find my jingle for the holidays. I was all out of hose. But your event really gave me something to smile about and laugh about and a chance to connect with other moms. And it meant the world. It got me through the holidays. And now you send me this fabulous box to get me through the January blues. I've been following you guys for years. I love you. You just keep getting better. Thanks. Bye.
You know, that, I think that's why we keep doing this is like you hope that like that you do make somebody laugh, even if you, because that makes my day better. It's been a hard couple of weeks for us, and makes everything better.
Just so everybody knows, it's been like, not only it's been a couple of hard years, I think December felt like it was endlessly long, even though there were some great joys in there. And January, we all know that is the camel's asshole of the year.
Yeah.
Like, especially if it's dry January.
January really sucks in general because it's the land of lost resolutions. It's the land of shit in your garage that's exposed to your neighbors.
The land of gray melting snow.
Yeah, it's the land of I don't give a shit who hears me say this. I'm in public. Like, you know, you just feel like January. But everybody kind of does the same thing in January, which is like they dig into like clean, get rid of, reorganize. So hopefully like February, March, spring starts feeling a little kick in your step, and that feels really good. So
we'll have to hear a lot about Kristen's wet February.
Ew! You grosso!
Okay.
Speaking of, that's a perfect segue into my hot flash.
Oh, yes!
I'm going to just say, I feel a little weird about this one, but I'm okay with that.
Okay.
I'm okay with that. I don't know how someone is born like this. I'm like, what'd you do right? What did you do? So this guy, okay, if you guys aren't watching Euphoria, let me just say right now, I think this show is spectacular, but this show is so intense. It's obviously about young people,
high
school
kids. Can I
look
up a picture?
Hold on, not yet.
Oh, okay.
We find the... Okay,
I heard her say find the picture without his shirt
on. That's for mine. It's looking my favorites. Okay, so Euphoria is on HBO. It is.
I've heard
a ton about it, but no one told me. Like, straight up, the best way to say it's X rated. It's not R rated.
Is that right?
There are so many wieners in this, which feels fair because it's less boobs, more wieners. Yeah. And I've never seen that before. And it's very sexual. It's very, it's all the shit that scares you young people. However, it's so compelling. And you're like, it's like you're getting a chance to see into this world. And you're along for the ride, and the acting is superb, and the kids in that are so good, but they are sexually charged. They are sexually active.
Wait, what age? They're like early 20s?
They're supposed to be high school. They're supposed to be high school, but they're clearly all like 21 to 25 in real life. But these actors are so, so good, especially Ruben Dario, who plays,
plays
the Maddie's dad, who drinks too much in a chair. Bravo, Ruben. Loved seeing him on there. I was like, you're taking me out of it. We know you. But the show is so good.
Meanwhile, hold on. He does not show his wiener, right?
No.
Okay, good. God, I don't. No, I just want to. No. I just want to clear that up right now.
The wieners of this are unexpected and happened. And I was watching it downstairs in the family room and had our drapes wide open. And I was our TV's really big.
Yep.
So I'm like, oh, good God. Like, this is nothing but a wiener on an 80-inch screen. Like, and I'm like, this is nothing but a wiener on an 80-inch screen. I was like, slow down.
Hold on. Let me do the math on that wiener.
Listen, there's a couple wieners. We can all agree they're not photogenic. They're not. A wiener is not photogenic. No. Nope. I disagree with that.
You're just not having booze. No. So you're...
I do not... I don't want to hurt any men's feelings out there, but I do not believe there's a dick pic that I would see that I would go, no, that's a good one. I think they all look like somebody sneezed and it prolapsed. It look wieners are weird looking. They look weird.
Wait a second. Are you getting a lot of flaccid dick pics or what
kind? Wait, are they supposed to be erect?
Oh, no. Yes, Kristen. That's a... What? Who's... No. You should never get a...
What? I didn't know. They're supposed to be erect.
Why not just get a package of bologna sent to you? What do you... Of course they are, Kristen. They're supposed to be showing off photos. You should never just get a slab of roast beef sent to you. That doesn't make any sense, Kristen. Why? What? How can you even tell what that is if it's so close?
I didn't know that they were supposed to be... I have been married a while. I did not. My husband does not send me a picture of his
wiener. Why is my husband sending me a picture of an uncooked turkey? A Cornish hen? That doesn't make any sense. No, he needs to send you a...
Colin is not sending me dick pics.
Well, who's sending me dick pics, Kristen? Hold on.
No.
Hold on.
I would like this to interrupt this programming to say, for the record, I am not getting any dick pics. I'm saying I didn't know that people that are sending dick pics send them with an erection. I just thought they took a picture of their they're not erect all the time. I thought they took a picture of it down there.
How dare any man send a photo of a wiener that's not erect, okay? Oh, do not.
How about this? Don't send a picture of your wiener. Okay, just dick pics are disgusting. Why would
not
anybody...
Not to Kristen, okay?
Not to me.
You know what? And don't send them to us either. Hey, we keep getting a lot of messages from men that are like...
Bravo. You guys are relatable.
There are a lot of guys named like...
Yeah.
Kurt, Alan, Tim, talking about how much they like to go downtown.
Yeah, and bang, like, bang moms. I'm like, hey, how about women? Like,
did we end up on a fetish site?
Listen, if somebody wanted to pay me to see my feet, I would do it in a heartbeat.
You know what?
I would side hustle showing my feet
Gary,
so fast.
Tim.
Yeah.
Alan.
Yeah.
Send an erect photo if you're going.
Yeah, so back to Euphoria. Just literally we should be writing on the show as a result of this
oh,
went
man.
Down a... This is not the point of the show. The show is fantastic. It's very compelling. It's very hard to watch. There's a lot going on that I'm like, oh my God.
Okay.
And I can't stop watching it. And P.S. my hot flesh. Let's get to that.
Okay.
His name,
let me see.
He plays a bastard.
Whoa.
His name
Whoa.
Is Jacob.
He plays a
Elordi.
Bastard? No, like,
he's
an not
asshole.
Nice guy. Okay.
So of
I
course he's
say,
10
how
times
judge
more
his
attractive.
Mother. Okay.
This is not the best picture.
What?
Where is his name?
That there's
no.
a better
I saw
No, that because he's bending over. I need that's not what
well,
I meant.
Hold on.
Okay, I'm gonna show you this picture. This is not
you know
the
what?
Picture.
She just looked at it and was like, Casey, he's flaccid in this
Can
photo.
Can you find
you
a picture of his like the from Euphoria, like of him in his profile? He is the most beautiful man I have ever seen.
How about
and here's what I'm going to say about him. First of all, Hollywood is having a moment.
How about a gift, like a movie?
No.
You don't?
No. Casey, just find a picture of his. Okay. So this
Casey, just clean out the garage already.
Casey. Okay, look at that. Okay, no, that's not. Find a picture of him that's a regular picture. If I have to go through my pictures, that's embarrassing. They're
Was
right
that
next to
Pete
a bunch of
Davidson?
Flaccid.
I do think he's pics. Cute.
Okay, Pete Davidson, we've gone there. I would bang him so fast. In my younger days, I'd be like, why are you broken and why do I love you?
Let me heal everything.
This guy's an asshole, which when I was going
Still
through crushes,
very attractive.
I needed every guy to be the biggest jerk, and I was like, I love you. And he is so hot.
He has a shirt on, but that's from the show.
This is fine. Hollywood is having a moment where tall guys are in. The two guys on Succession, the guy who's from Pride and Prejudice, and the other guy who is the young dude from Succession, they're both like...
Adam Driver?
No. Adam Driver is not in Succession. Succession?
He is.
No, he's not.
Yeah,
what is your...
Wait.
Dippy. He is not in Succession. He's in House of Gucci.
Wait.
Succession, the guy from Pride and Prejudice.
Wait, but who's the guy that was on, he was on Girls, and
that's
then
Adam Driver.
He's on Succession.
Wrong. Nope.
Who plays the young cousin on Succession?
It's not Adam
cousin
Driver.
Greg, it's not Adam Driver.
He's really cute. He is 6'7", or 6'6". The other guy is 6'5".
What's his name? I got to look him
this
up
This guy,
right now,
Jake Elordi, Jacob Elordi, is 6'5". I thought they did it on purpose. I thought they were green screening it in a way to make him look like an Adonis. Nope, he's just an Adonis.
Just tall.
Now let's add an Australian accent. See ya.
Stop it. Let me see.
And just, he did this interview.
Mm. Oh my gosh, he looks like Jake Ryan.
He looks like Jake Ryan,
you guys. Oh my gosh, he's got these puppy dogs.
Oh God.
He literally looks like his dad is a Labrador retriever. He's got little, like,
he's so hot.
Sad eyes he's that so like hot. Go triangle. He's very cute.
Now, let me tell you about this guy.
Wait,
I read up on him because I was trying out a new delivery thing that I got.
Research,
and I was doing some research on both things. And I looked him up, and there's this article where he's like, man, everybody was focused on my body, and I felt like that's not what I wanted, so I started doing yoga and Pilates just to change my body a bit. And I'm like, that's all I need to hear. Thank you, round two. Like, he's A-plus across the board. I'm such a fan. And this role that I don't even know what's... I have not watched all the seasons. I think we're just watching him do this he's going to go bravely where many men need to go, which is exploring his sexuality. And I think it's going to be an incredible ride.
Okay.
So that sounded weird.
Yeah. You know what? Why are we
I don't
want to
give away storylines, but I think I know where it's going.
Yeah.
But they talk about it early on. Like, these guys, all the characters are very, very conflicted in every way. And he's awful. He's the villain right now. Okay. I don't know that he stays that way. I'll be very curious, but go. Bless America,
I don't think you're spoiling anything. I think everybody's just fixated on how you look at pictures of limp wieners all the time. And that's...
Hi, I am not getting pictures of an erect wiener, so I don't know the difference. When I look at...
Oh, God, we got to really cover a lot of bases.
Been in the garage for a long time.
By the way, cousin Greg is Nicholas Braun.
Nicholas Braun, that's right.
And Adam Driver does it for me too, but that's not my hot flash. It's Jacob Elordi.
They're very similar if you describe them.
Tall guys.
Dark hair. Yeah.
And I can go for a short guy. I'm not saying that I can't. I'm saying right now, tall's having a minute. And Hollywood is typically
short.
Like Tom Cruise.
That's what I was going
to
say.
Matthew McConaughey. All those bros are like 5'6 to 5'10. And that's not like crazy. But next to me, like, I'm like, you're going to have to get on an apple box. And I'm going to have to lose 40 pounds to look. And I'm never going to be next to you because I'm a security risk. But
yeah. Also, your Thetan count is way too high for, like, a Tom Cruise to bang
you. What's that? Oh, is that a freaking Scientology thing?
Yeah.
Because he's not playing a record backwards and...
That's probably what that guy was.
Yeah. He was in Scientology trying to get you to, hey, sign up here. You can use our hot tub. Is that our podcast? Did we just do it?
We podcasted. Go clean your garage.
Save on quality sofas, sectionals, top brand mattresses, and more during Haverty's President's Day sale. Find the style of furniture you've been looking for at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.